pulling it all from a base. About 12 lines up from the bottom. So the Gemara was having this Shiloh, when the person says, Va'ani, does he mean in regards to both statements the person that the he's responding to? So Reuven said, I'm a nozer and I'm mechayim myself to bring kabbalas for a different nozer. And Shimon says, Va'ani, does he mean both points that Reuven said, or only one of them? The more Zudaik from the Mishnah says that the person says Vani and Valai, that you need both statements. The more says, no, that's not necessarily true. The nature of people when they talk is they, when they say I also, that then they might afterwards clarify exactly what they meant in regards to. The more says, I'll prove it to you, because if we don't say that that's how people talk, that people feel a need to say two things. The Tani Sefer we have in the Sefer of the Mishnah, which is the Mishnah Yabez and Mabez, which is a different case. Okay. So Reuven undertook not Naziris of himself, but just to bring karbonis for somebody else, chatzi nazir. So the mission discussed is, what does chatzi nazir mean? What does it mean when he says that? But he undertook to bring karbonis. So he undertook one thing. And Shimon responds, Vani, a lie the galeh chatzi nazir. So what's Vani and then a lie? There's only one thing over there. So the ani means that one thing. Hasim ikatarti in mili. So there's no two things over there. Reuven wasn't makabel two chiyuvim that Shimon needs to say vani on one and a lie on the other. He always makabel one thing. What did he mean? A lie behind milso. How can I mean? He kamar a lie behind milso. So he says vani, he means okay, and I says, you know, you don't really the word vani is enough. I just want to clarify for you what I meant in regards to this. So we're also could be vani is referring to both, and a lie is just clarifying. So Amalei Rava, so this is who's talking over here? I want to read Rabbi Yeshua. So whose Rabbi had brought a proof from the Mishnah. The Yeshua is trying to be doicha the proof, or the more brought a proof from the Mishnah, the more Rabbi is trying to be doicha the proof. So Rabbi says back, no, the proof is valid. Why? If in the ratio of the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, we need to use the lashon of on vani and v'alai. Even on the sefer, it's not necessary. We might use the same lashon in the sefer. Agav the ratio. So Tani sefer l'tzricha mishum ratio l'tzricha kol yam ratio l'tzricha and sefer l'tzricha. If this language is not needed neither in the Reisha nor the Sefer, so why do we say it? So Tani Reisha del Tricha, Tani Sefer del Tricha. So it has to be that it was needed somewhere. And we learned the other case, the same lashon agav that other case where it's needed. So if the Reisha it's needed, in the Reisha there's two things, and Vani would not cover both things. So he has to say Vani and Valai. So we wrote like that. Then we use the same lashon in the sefer, agav the ratio. But if you tell me the ratio is not necessary, then the sefer is not necessary. Then it doesn't make any sense. Okay, there's one piece of rush over here, which is in brackets, which indicates to me that it was taken from the Shita Mekubetzes. Quote some rushes we don't necessarily have in the other versions. So if you don't have it, just listen outside. Halakamer, valai ki hoy milsa. Klemmer, The more is suggesting, Rav Huna Rav Yeshua is suggesting, Bani l'chol dover, that when I say Bani, it covers both things. So the second person says Bani, he's now really chayiv in being a Nazir and chayiv in Kerbanis. So what does he say? A lot of glach Nazir. Zani the Chodaber Alai Kamusha Marta Liyos Nazir Regam Galech Nazir. And when he says Alai, he means to like Mefarish what he means. V'Kefal Milahu, it's really repeating himself. Shekain Derech Adam Listo Emrachakach Lefarish. But people talk like that. They say Vani, which is not a clear statement. And then he says, and you know, he says, me too. Well, what did you mean? He said, me too. Explain that. Mashal Pirish and Naziris Mishum Deloshin Mani Mashma Beferish Naziris De Mashma Ani Begufi Kamoyscha. So now, if the point of is that he's clarifying what he meant, he only clarified what he half of what he meant, because we're suggesting that the word Vani covers both things. He says, okay, you're not clear what Vani means. I'll tell you what it means. So tell me both things. But the Mishum only says a lie on one of them. So the other one, Vani, is obvious that it meant to include that he's a Nazir. That didn't need clarification. What he needed to clarify was that I'm also be Mechai of the Karbanos. Okay. So the Gemara. The Gemara is going to bring a halacha. The Gemara is going to clarify the halacha. And the Gemara is going to then eventually ask on it from our Mishnah. So that's going to be in the bottom of your Beis Amud Aleph until we get to the question. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan. So, Ha'omer L'Shluchai Tzei B'Kadosh L'Isha. Stop. He told the Shliach, go find a woman for me to marry and be B'Kadosh. So he didn't say any place, he didn't say any person, just said, stop. And then the Bach was in Umesa Shliach, and the Shliach died. So we don't know what he did. So also b'chol noshim shemoylam. So the Mishaleach cannot marry any woman, because any woman potentially is also to him, because the Shliach did his job. Chazak Shliach oisa shlichusay. So the shliach married was Makadosh and Isha for him. So any given woman in the world, and the world is going to say there's some exceptions, but potentially is a daughter of his wife, the sister of his wife, the mother of his wife. So she's going to be usher. Kimel Pirishle Ha La Yada Hai Niu Kadoshle, since he didn't say who it was. So He doesn't know what happened.
It's a simple case of an only daughter of a couple
whose mother's dead, right?
Wait, the mother. Let's assume the mother's alive, but she's married.
Also good, right? The more you say, there are cases which are mutter, but
okay, but it's not a far-fetched case.
Right. Okay. So Kolosh Shoel doesn't mean everybody. It means he's trying to stress the point that he just created this major headache for himself.
Sounds like these sperm donor cases.
Now what we have over here, now Rive says that this woman is mother. Any given woman, he's usher to, he married one woman, and he's usher to her relatives. And he's mutter to all of the other women in the world. So Rav says that any given woman that he's trying to figure out, she's mutter also. Rav says that this woman is mutter.
But we don't even know if he was successful in his shlichus, right?
Well, that's the chazaka shlichus, the shlichus. So that's the chazaka.
But he didn't. He may not have had the time. Now, this is not a failing in him. If you tell me, you know, today I want you to mail this letter. Okay, so tomorrow if you ask, did he mail the letter? Yeah, chazaka. But it's more complicated. It's not biyado.
The Pashas from the Sugya of Gemara is over there in Gittin, that we could argue that if there was circumstances that would indicate that he wasn't able to do it, so then it wouldn't be a problem. But I mean, it's time we assume that that's the situation. Tosfos in Gittin says this is actually a kanas. That this whole thing is a very cavalier attitude towards marrying a woman. So he sort of got like a kanas that we're going to hit him with this chumra over here. Okay. The Tosfos here says it a little bit, not as strong as he says it over there. The Tosfos also belongs to Shalom. In terms of Kalyama Yasha Lisa Noshim in the Shemazoisi Shiniskaja Yere Ashliach. The Renotab and Noshim Nemonaslam Lonis Kadash that works. Still, Tanakh Kadolus, Tanakh Shen and Yodas im Evi and Kibble of Ur and Kadushan, Maikal the Mamer, Ukamar Mesavia, was in the case where this woman that now grew up, this story took place when she was a Katana, maybe her father married her off. If this chashash is really a chashash, we should create a much broader problem, not just to the Mishaleach, but to everybody in the world. In terms of the heavy is a sur de raisa, the heavy like kavua, which Nemor is going to say in a second that this is kavua. So Tosfos says he aside, Yisharma de lamina kavua kemetz adam the elav kashe iser nikar laatzma v'heta nikar laatzma. Avshena iser nikar laatzma lamina kavua. So even over here that you have a chazaka shliach osi shlichusai, but it's not nikar. Who that is? What or where the iser is? In the case of kol kavua, the case is that the iser is kavua. We know it's known; it's a known entity, which is nikar la'atzmai. And then something happens; you get mixed up. So the classic case of kavua is there's 10 stores in the city which sell meat. And 9 sell kosher meat and 1 sells non-kosher meat. But the store is kavua, the meat in the store is kavua, everything is kavua. It's a nikolat that we know that this is a known entity, where it is, what it is. And now we find a piece of meat in the street, so the question is, where did it come from? Or a person went into one of the stores and he bought meat, he doesn't remember which store he went into. So there, the kvi is kavua, and that now the question relates based on the kviyas. But over here, there is potentially some woman out there. We don't know where she is. So it's not nikar la'atzmai. So that with raisa, that would not be a problem of kol kavua.
What commentary did you read in the first place?
I'm sorry, to what?
What commentary did you read on the first piece of Gemara that you did? Was it in the Rosh somewhere?
Okay. Eisei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan.
Sorry, I couldn't find it down in your music.
Okay. Kan stuma sheporcha gozel echad mehem la'avra ha'olam. So a woman's mechayev or a man's mechayev, a person's chayev to bring a case of two birds. In a case a person is a zov or a zova or yoledis or mitzara, so they have to bring two birds afterwards. They're called a kain. One of them is a chattis, one of them is an oila. The chattis is brought that the dam is put on the bottom part of the mizbeach, and the oil it's put on the top of the mizbeach. So they're confused. You got a problem. So now you had this pair of birds you have not designated yet. They're called, it's a stuma, it's still not a refereshes. You have not designated which bird is which. And one of the birds flew away. So the Mishnah is going to say that you take a second bird, you join it to the first bird, and now you have a pair, and you're makom one a chatas and one an oila, because you have that option still, because each one is still open to be both. It had been a kan mefereshes, ready designated one as the chatas, one as the oila. And many times the birds are not that different, so when they're next to each other, you can tell which one is which. But once one flies away, you're not sure what the remaining one, whether it's a chatas or an oila. Then you have a major headache because you can't be mark of it. But right now it's a kanstuma. So the only problem is you need two birds, so you'll take the second bird to join the first bird. So it flew out of Erlam. It flew amongst birds which are going to be killed, because there's a suffix that you do to them. Or one of the birds died. So in all these cases, we're not worried about the possibility of that bird being nicker as a carpet, either because it died, or it's amongst birds which are going to die, or even if it's an Aber Ha'olam. Now, it's possible that somebody might find that bird in the same Akrab as a carpet and bring it as an Oila. And if so, its partner should be a Chatas. Yeah, it's possible. We're not worried about it. So Yichazul Lasheni and your Makrivit. Vila came with Fereshis, Ainla Tzakana. But if it hadn't been came with Fereshis, it's no good. Now, because one of these birds was designated as a Chatas, and you can't bring it as an Oila. So the bird which you have sitting over here, you're not sure if it's Chatas or an Oila. You can't be marked with it. But there's a bird out there who's flying, who's either a chatas or an oila. Now, that's on Monday. Tuesday, somebody comes basically meet this with a new pair of birds and says, ready to be marked. Well, maybe the bird that he's bringing is the bird that flew away and landed by where the marker, the bird, selling birds, and you're taking a bird that's ready designated. Vila shakinin in ba'alma, misaknan. Why don't we say that bird that they're bringing out there might be the one which is a chatas or an oila? So Tosis is going to deal with the kanas issue. According to what he's learning, that it's only kanas to the person who did something inappropriate. The people out there who haven't done anything wrong, the kanas shouldn't apply to them. Yeah. But the more right now is assuming, however you answer that question, that this should be this bird issue should be parallel to the woman issue. That there's somebody out there who's problematic, affects you, you can't marry the woman you want to marry. There's some bird out there which is problematic, you can't take this bird and use it as a corban. Okay, so this is what Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said to Rish Lakish, "I'm late." Rabbi Yochanan said to Rish Lakish, "Come in on the Isha de Lonaida." B'martali Ad Isura denied. There's the whole lumness over here. The problem is called Kol Kometz Metzadami. So at least on some level, we handle this is a case of Kol Kometz Metzadami. That's why Nisha, the woman has a kviyas, she has a mokum, and we're downing on that. But you're asking me a case of the birds, which are flitting all over the place and flying around. There's no kviyas to them. So that, for sure, there's no din of, for sure, you go bust a right. Maybe, and even if you're going to argue, Hachanami, Nayin, the woman also is a Nayin, because Emer Beshuka, Ashkach Bekiddush, maybe the Kedushin is taking place while she's out in the street, not in her house. So that's, she's right now, she's a Parish. But Hasam Hadra Lenichusa, Gabi Kain Mi Hadra. But the woman eventually goes back to her Kriyas, and we have her in a state of Kriyas, so that goes under the concept of Kalkul Kamesa Mester Dami. So we still haven't asked the question yet. We're still just clarifying this din of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay.
What question has been asked
here? The Morris can ask a question. The Morris quoting this halacha over here, but it's not relevant to our sugya, because Morris eventually is going to ask a question on it from our mission. So we haven't got there yet. So far we're just clarifying the halacha. Now there's a machlokes rishonim over here. Who's the woman that we're discussing the kriyas on? There's two potential women. There's a woman that he married, and there's a woman he wants to marry now. So you could argue that the woman he wants to marry now, she's a Suffolk. Is she from the right of the women in the world which are mutter, or from the meat of the women in the world which are also? So, if she's kavua, we can't use roiv. The din of roiv is halacha when a person's in a state of being parish. So, we would, you give a graphic example. We have 1,000 women, and 995 of them are mutter, and 5 of them are asur. And they're sitting in the two rooms. One room has 995 people, and one room has 5 people in it. And a woman was parish from that room, you say, called Parish, Ruba Parish. So there's all these women out there, and now I'm, as it were, interfacing with one of them. But so, Roiv tells you that she's Mutter. But if you interface with the person in a state of Kviyas, we don't use Roiv. So this woman, I'm trying to figure out, is she from the Roiv, which is Mutter, or from the Miat, which is Asr? I don't know, but they can't use Roiv, because she wasn't a Parish, she's a Kavua. The Morris said, well, maybe when he married her, she was Parish. The Morris said, yeah. But she's going to go back to, when he wants to, sitting in her Kviyas in her room, or something, is this woman really married to you, and she's Mutter to you or not? Well, right now she's sitting in her Kviyas, and the man wants to have Bia with her. How can he have Bia with her? She's Suffolk Isser. That's one way to learn the Gemara. That's the roiv and kviyas issue on the woman he wants to marry.
So why can't you have the aid to then, tell her, hey, you want to get married? Then move to a different city. Become a parish.
But once you settle in your house, you're a kuwa again. Kviyas doesn't mean the subdivisional kviyas. It just means you're in a state of kuwa. So unless they would always have, anytime they had a mice, they would have to have it in the street, that wouldn't really realistically be related to. Or you could learn the Morris child of something else, totally. The Morris is saying that we're not donning this woman right now, we're donning who did he marry? Did he marry the relative of this woman? That's really the Shiloh. Well, so we're suffering is who was the woman that he married, and then we'll get to the next step, is this woman mutter? Well, when he married that woman, the woman sitting in the state of Kavias, it's almost as if he married half the women in the world. The same way we say that when Kokubu Kamesa Mesadami, so it's, we look at, not that it's one store and 9 stores, but it's 5 stores and 5 stores. So the, I'm not sure which store I went into and got the meat from. So the we deal as if there was half and half in the question of what. So as far as we're concerned, it's if he married half the women in the world. So then now there's not a rive saying that this relative is mutter, because rive of the women of the world are now usher to him, or at least half the women of the world are usher to him, because they're relatives of the woman that he married. This is Mahoz Mishanim. Are we focusing on the woman that he married and saying that she's a kavua, or are we focusing on the woman he wants to marry now and saying she's a kavua? Okay.
What do you mean?
See, are you following?
Yeah.
So what do you not understand?
We're focusing on the woman he married. Wouldn't be.
Well, right now he wants to marry this woman, woman X, in front of him. So I can say that right now, this woman X, is, if she's a kavua, she's a suffix yisser, and I can't use rav to say that she's mutter. Or I can say that the question really is not her. The makor of the suffix really is, who did he marry already? So that woman who we're masubik about, if she's saying, if she didn't say the kavias, which usually women are, she gets a din as if he's married to half of the women in the world. So then this woman he wants to marry now is a relative. You know, there's no rabbi saying that she's not a relative. So are we looking at the woman he potentially married once upon a time, or we're looking at the woman he wants to marry now in regards to the kviyas issue? Okay. Amar Rava. Amar Bi'achim Isha Shein Lo Bas V'Loi Bas Bas V'Loi Bas Ben V'Loi Aim V'Loi Aim Aim V'Loi Achois, and also the Gersa V'Loi Aim Av V'Loi Achois. Okay. And V'Av Opisha Hoysa Lo Achois, and even if this woman that he wants to marry now has a sister, which this sister is available to be married, and she got divorced after, but if she got divorced after he appointed his shlichus,
or is after the he died.
After he pointed the shliach. The Ha'i Shaya, this woman that he wants to marry is mutter. My time. Because the Ha'i Shaya to the Karmelei, when he appointed the shliach, Ha'menesim and the Gavri, the potential woman who would be the source of the Yisr, the relative, was married. He masri shliach b'milsa the kaimi kamei b'milsa the kaimi kamei le masri shliach. So the shliach doesn't work on the woman who got divorced after the shliach was appointed. Because at the time of the shliach, Reuven can't make a shliach to have Beryl be mekadesh this woman X for him, because woman X is usher to him. She's married. So the shliach doesn't go. In regards to individuals which were impossible at the time of the shlichus, even though they became available afterwards.
Well, I don't understand that. I mean, it's just sort of simply the kavana of the mishalech is that, find me a wife. Yesterday she was aser. Right now she's aser. What do I care? I want a wife, and she's available in 2 days from now. Great.
Well, so this is going to be close to Shem over here. Is the more saying a das other mission, the more saying a problem of in kayak shlichus issue. Reuven is empowering. Reuven is making Beryl his representative to Mekadosh. So he's giving over his kayak kedushin to Beryl. He doesn't have a kayak kedushin in woman X right now because she's married. So you can't make a shliach on that. Even though eventually that will change, but you're making a shlichus which doesn't exist yet.
Yeah, is this like a davar shel bal olam type of?
Yeah, well, it's a rule. If he can't do himself, he can't make a shliach. Right?
Yeah, but his shlichus was more general than that, though, right?
Correct, but even when it's a general statement, it's vis-a-vis those people that is, if you say there's 1,000 women and right at that time the shliach was 950 of them are available, he couldn't make a shliach with the other 50, even though they became available afterwards. He can't appoint somebody to be his proxy to marry those women, because he has no power to marry those women right now. The parsha of the Gemara is mashal that it's a lashon issue, not a kayach issue. But the Rishonim would definitely wouldn't like that.
So if you say it's a koach issue, is there a remedy for that? In other words, is there some way that he can devise his shlichus in such a way that she would be eligible?
Pasha's not. But the Mor is going to... Well, the Mor's going to challenge it from our mission, and that's really why we bring this whole piece. Now, I'm not even sure along the way... This is where the Mor starts getting made to get to our mission. I'm not sure why you needed all of the kasha from the Kan Stum and the Kan Refreshes, why that's here. You had to be recognized in. You had to say this qualifier, and now the Mor saying, "Well, what about our Mishnah, where the person says I'm being machai myself to bring karbanos for a nazir, and the Mishnah says he can do it for the second person of makabel nazirus, which only became a nazir after he said it." So Reuben says, "I'm being machai myself to bring karbanos for a nazir." Shalom be that he's chayiv should be for the people which are nazirim now. Then Shimon was Mekalba Naziris a minute later and said, Vani. So Reuben can bring for Shimon. How can Reuben bring for Shimon? That's the Mor's kash. So I get that. And the Mor gives a teretz why it's different. But so you had to bring Reuben, and you had to make this qualifier, you had to ask this question. Why are we discussing between the Khan Fereshes, Khan Stuma, Naidi, Lloyd Naidi? I'm not sure why it's here. It's a good place to stick it. Put it somewhere in Jaws, I guess. But. Fine. So the Mor says Tanan, Rainy Nosir, Rallah Glaf Nosir. Shabak Rani, Rallah Glaf Nosir. Well, you pick him Megalkin Zaza. Nimla Megalkin Nazir Maker. Bishlam Basra, Ikikad Mokame. So when Shimon says, I'm going to be Megalach Nosir. So Reuven to Nazir ready. So Shimon can mechayev himself to bring the kabbonis of Reuven. Abul elakadmo mika basra kame. But when Reuven was mechabel to bring kabbonis for a Nazir, Shimon wasn't a Nazir yet. So we said that his commitment was on those people which are Nazirim right now. Just like you're saying over here, that the shlichus of the kedusha was on those women which are available to marry right now, when he makes the shlichus. What do you have to say? Alhamdulillah, imishkach to the havi nazir agalche. He meant to say, if there's somebody when I'm ready to be makar the korban, is a nazir, I'll bring his korbanos to him. So hachinami. So, as long as when you're ready to be a Kaddisher, she's available for Kaddusha. I don't care if she was ready for available for Kaddusha when I appointed you. The main thing is when you're ready to be a Kaddisher. So the more saying, so the, if assuming that's a Lushan issue, we have a strong question. What's the difference in the two cases? Amri, no. Mor says that's incorrect. The issue is not a lashon issue. You're right on lashon issue. We have right from our Mishnah that his lashon doesn't mean at the moment he said the deeper. It means at the moment I'm mechayev to do something in the future. If when I'm ready to do it, it'll be able to be done. That's good enough. Lemashi inish shliach el b'milsa demotzi oved hashter. B'milsa loy motzi oved day hashter loy mashi shliach. Is this where the Machloek is? Is this more saying a logic? Is it more a Lashon issue? Or is it more saying over here a Kayach and Shlichas issue? So that's going to be, so we'll see.